T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, one guy, we've talked about a few different guys. We gave some love to Chris Lindstrom last night, right? Obviously, Cordell Patterson, we'll talk more about him coming up at the top of the hour in the Falcons flyover because he won an award. But one guy who's also back and back to playing at top-tier status is Grady Jarrett. Now, you know, spent some time over the offseason wondering what they were going to do with Grady Jarrett. Would they sign him to extension? Do you let him play out his free agent year? Would they re-sign him? Would they let him walk? What all would happen there? Well, we got our answer, and they signed Grady to a nice long-term deal. So we knew going into the season, we got Grady locked up, ready to go. We don't have to worry about, you know, whether he's going to walk or, you know, when do we sign him or this, that, and the other. And Grady has responded. And if you look, now, listen, I understand that it's early, okay? So I don't need your text. I don't need your tweet. I don't need your InstaFace or your Tic Tacs or whatever. I understand we're only 3 games in. But this is what we do in sports talk radio, right? So here's the pace that Grady is on this year through 3 games, okay? He's on pace for 62 tackles. That would be the second best total of his career, where his best year ever was 2019. He had 69 tackles that year. He's on pace for 62 this year. He's on pace for 23 tackles for loss. That would almost double his best number ever, which was 15 in 2017. And he's on pace for 14 sacks, which would just about double his best number ever in 2019. 2019 was the big season for Grady, where he had 2 forced fumbles, he had 7.5 sacks, 69 tackles, 12 tackles for loss, and 16 quarterback hits. He was a Pro Bowler and a second-team All-Pro that year. Grady's still the dude. He's on pace to have maybe his best season ever. Now, let's go through this, okay? One of the things that you love to see is the tackle for loss number from an interior defensive lineman, right? Because that means blowing up running plays in the backfield, blowing up plays in general to where, and by the way, Odorizzi's already given up a run here in this game. He's already down 1-0. We're in the first inning, right? Bottom of the first, and they're already down 1-0.
Can we leave him here?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I would make him catch a Greyhound bus back. Honestly, like I would not,
on his own dime too.
Yeah,
we ain't paying for
right.
it.
Right, I would make him use his per diem money to catch a Greyhound bus. Like I would tell him that there's no flights left, and I would make him buy a Greyhound bus ticket or an Amtrak and come back to Atlanta. Because Amtrak runs from D.C. down to Atlanta. I'd make him ride an Amtrak train back to Atlanta because that would put him here about Friday. So anyway, the 62 tackles, as we said, would be his second best ever. 23 tackles for loss. Look, that's what you want from an interior defensive lineman. Blowing plays up in the backfield. Run plays, pass plays, what have you. Now, obviously, the sacks, look, nobody, and so we're clear, nobody ever, ever, ever has been, will be, can be Aaron Donald. There's nobody that does that with 20 sacks on the interior of your line. But if you want to find something that is as rare as a pterodactyl flying down the street or a dodo bird or whatever other, you know, extinct animal is on the planet, you know, or used to be on the planet that's now extinct, double-digit sack interior defensive lineman. That's worth more than the gold bullion at Fort Knox and rarer than Tyrannosaurus Rex running down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the street, you have a guy that can create double-digit sacks on the interior of your defensive line. You've got one of the special, unique players in the NFL. You know, that's reserved not just for – I mean, a couple years ago we talked about Armstead, the kid out of the 49ers did that, right? I think it was a couple years ago. Oh, I can't remember now, the kid for the Chiefs that I think did it as well. But those things are rare and hard to find in the NFL. Interior defensive linemen who create double-digit sacks. And isn't it amazing as well that – remember when we would joke at times last year, well, you know, if you just put anybody in instead of player X, Y, and Z, you'd get a better result. Can I tell you we're seeing that everywhere for the Falcons? Whether it's left guard, doesn't matter if it's Elijah Wilkinson or Colby Gossett. Defensive outside edge guys. If it's not Dante Fowler and Steven Means, you put anybody in that can do something, and it makes all of your guys better. And it's not been Marlon Davidson or Tyler Davison or any of these. This whole group of these vagabonds that this team had last year. And that's what they were. The Mayfields, the Fowlers, the Means, the Fabian Moreaus, who we're going to talk about later on in the NFL, squib kick. Daron Harmon, Eric Harris, who's still on the team, but thankfully is now not playing any defensive snaps. Thank the dear Lord above. Thank you, Jesus, up above. All those vagabonds that if you put anybody in there, anybody, you'll get better results. And that's what the Falcons are getting. And because of the better play from the Taquan Grahams and the Ebikades and the Ogundeje and Lorenzo Carter and Rashawn Evans and Troy Anderson and Michael Walker, it's allowed Grady Jarrett to get off and do what Grady does, and that's be a dominant force in the middle of the defensive line. Remember we talked about last year the Lions game. Remember the Detroit Lions game? Remember that he was mic'd up and we got video of it where Grady was talking about he was getting triple teamed in that game. Triple teamed. And he was like, man, how many guys are going to throw at me? Well, you know why Grady gets triple teamed? Because he's got Dante Fowler, Steven Means, Tyler Davison, and all those vagabonds around him. When you get rid of all the mooks and you allow Grady to go do what he needs to do, you can see he can still perform and he can still put up big numbers. Grady in the last 2 years combined has only had 5 sacks. He's got 2.5 already this year in 3 games. He's got half the number for the last 33 games worth. In 33 games, he's already got half that number in 3. And the tackles for loss and blowing up plays and doing wreaking havoc and this, that, and the other. Now, look, Grady's still going to draw double teams and things like that. But the more that these guys around him, if Taquan Graham can continue to grow, Obviously, Ebba Cady, Lorenzo Carter, you know? If you can get help from these different guys along. Look, Abdullah's, I thought, played well for them. He's been a nice find. You know, he's been kind of a diamond in the rough, right? And that's why, listen, next week when we sit here, Falcons will have had to have made some very interesting decisions because Isaiah Oliver's eligible to come off. Deion Jones is eligible next week. Marlon Davidson is eligible next week. Marlon Davidson, Deion. Oh, Jalen Mayfield's available next week. All of these guys are available to come off of IR next week. Now, that doesn't mean they will. And that's where this decision-making next week when we sit here, when we're sitting here talking to Tory at this time, you know, getting ready to talk to Tory at this time next week, it will be fascinating to see who's been brought up, who's been activated, who's practicing, who's not practicing, because IR is different now. Used to be the short-term IR was 3 games, now it's 4 games. And now with short-term IR, if you bring a guy back off of IR and he practices, within the next 4 weeks, he has to be on your 53-man or he's done for the year. So they've changed it around for this year. Now, you don't have to bring a guy off of IR. He can stay off of IR. But once he's eligible, if you bring him back and he practices at all, then you have to put him on the 53-man within 4 weeks or he is done for the season at that point.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And we'll talk more about this first part next week because I think that given the way some guys are playing, there are some definite signs about what's going to happen. But in case you've forgotten, Grady is still the man, and he's off to a terrific start. His Pro Football Focus grade, by the way, right now is a 77. So that's obviously a very good grade. He has the second most sacks for an interior defensive lineman right now. I haven't looked who's number one. I don't know if that's Aaron Donald or not, but he has the second most sacks. So he's getting things done. And he's playing like the guy that we've been talking about and couldn't wait to see, right? Wanted to see if he could bounce back. We've been wondering about Deion Jones. Well, Grady got the contract extension, and he's going to be here. And now you see why. I'm the first to say I was wondering and I was really hoping that the Falcons were not going to move on from Grady Jarrett. They need Grady Jarrett. He is one of the heart and souls of this defense. He is one of the guys that makes things happen. We always like to joke about the straw that stirs the drink. He's one of the straws that stirs the drink on that defense. He's the veteran. He's been here. He's been the, you know, producer. And now that he's got some guys that aren't just Joe Bag of Donuts, Johnny Come Lately, you know, Five Finger Phil off the streets or whatever. Now that he ain't got some of those guys and they can start to build some talent around him and it frees him up to do his thing, you see he can perform. And remember, that sack at the end of the game last week was monstrous. Monstrous. Because what do sacks do? Let's all say it together. They change down and distance. Right? That's the game, man. Change up, down, and distance. Your playbook on 3rd and 3 versus 3rd and 18 is totally different. The percent chance of all the successful plays on 3rd and 18 versus 3rd and 3 has probably got to be pretty staggering. So Grady's off to a great start. I'm excited to see what he can do as his defense, it starts to come together, right? These guys all come together. They're creating some turnovers. They're getting some sacks. They're doing what they got to do. And they're now helping you win football games. Yeah, I understand. It wasn't perfect and it wasn't pretty on Sunday all the time. But when they needed their defense most to step up, Two sacks and an interception. Okay?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.